And now it's time to say good morning to Annette. We're talking about bananas. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Wayne.
And it reminds me of that that show that was on TV. I think it was a cartoon type show, Bananas in Pajamas. But we'll take the take the shells off the bananas and find out what's inside. And you've got all those details.
That song will be stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
What do they say? It lives rent free in your head.
I know.
Sorry.
sorry. But if your child is as old as mine, bananas and pajamas is very clear in your head.
I can imagine. It's like diverting slightly, but you know, you've got a daughter sort of quite young. I've got two grandchildren, and the thing that sticks in my head is Peppa Pig, and I call it Death by Peppa Pig. But yes. Let's get back to bananas.
So bananas, just a few facts about them. Obviously, we know that it's a tropical flowering plant and a very convenient source, really, of nutrition. And originally, it originated from the Southeast Asian, and people have been growing this ever since, like, ancient times. Mm. And currently, there's about 150 countries that basically grows bananas, and it's mostly your tropical sort of areas like Africa, South and Central America, China, and India.
Okay.
And they used to say that there's 100 types of bananas, and I think I always just know of a yellow banana, that's apparently hundreds of types. And I think for us in South Africa, it's something that we can buy in every single store. It's easy to take to school. It's something that you can carry with you quite easily because of the banana skin that really protects the fruit. Mm. And interestingly enough, so we've all known it as a fruit, but then if you look, the botanicals will actually see the banana as a berry. Okay. For the reason that it comes from one flower and generally have many seeds. So just an interesting fact about banana. If we look at the nutrients that we will get from a banana, basically very rich in vitamin B6. And if we have a look at the response, what is the role of vitamin B6 in the body? It plays a very important role in metabolism. Also, very important when you are pregnant for the development, for brain development of the fetus. And then B6 boosts our immunity. It helps us to sleep better. It's also a vitamin that assists with weight loss. Mm-hmm. And there's quite a weight loss comes. I will talk about it a lot in this sort of banana story, but it's quite interesting how many people believe that a banana is fattening.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard that, but the very first question patients have asked me is, people say a banana makes you fat, but it's actually not like that at all. And then very rich in magnesium. If we have a look, the role of magnesium in the body assists with our blood pressure. It contributes to bone health, very important in our nerve and muscle function. So basically the transport of signals between nerves and muscle, very important there. Mm-hmm. And then if we have a look, very rich in fiber, and there's various types of fibers in bananas, and I'll elaborate on that a little bit later. But basically, fiber can help you to control your blood pressure. Any type of fibers that we consume protects the gut, really, and the colon from something like, for instance, cancers or other types of diseases. Very important in blood glucose control. And then again, fiber assists us to lose weight.
Okay.
And other mineral that it's quite rich in is potassium. So potassium helps with blood pressure control. It also has got the ability capacity to reduce the, if we say the incidences of stroke, it really means because it helps you to control your blood pressure. Obviously, because you have a controlled blood pressure, then that will actually help sort of you to protect yourself from something like a stroke. Very important with muscle contraction, helps to actually prevent kidney stones. And then again, the potassium in conjunction with the vitamin C, vitamin B6, very important for nerve and cell function.
So it's all in all, it's almost, would I be correct in saying that it's a super fruit or a berry by definition, that it's got so many good qualities.
Yes, and I think a banana is a fruit that you literally see it everywhere. Even the corner little shoppy you will have a banana. So it's really a fruit that it's easy, it's relatively cheap. So I think something that we can actually think of more to take as a snack. And if you think about, if you are somebody with a sweet tooth, a banana as a snack is not, it's actually quite a good idea because a ripe banana is very sweet. So there's very various things that you can do with ripe banana. You can freeze them. You can make smoothies with them. You can actually frozen ones. If you put it in a blender, it almost becomes like ice cream. So if you have that with like honey or syrup, it's perfect sort of dessert or snack for somebody with a sweet tooth. So a good fruit to have. Then when we have a look at our digestive health, a banana is really, really, really beneficial. So it contains a lot of fiber. So number one, it contains a fiber called pectin. And pectin basically it shows you how the carbohydrate is metabolized. In other words, how fast or how slow. So if it's more pectin, it's a slower metabolite. So it's got a lower GI. And then because of that, it feeds the bacteria of your gut. So it aids as a prebiotic and a probiotic. So it feeds all the good bacteria in your gut. And that specific pectin that you will get in a banana as a fiber. And then because of the pectin, people that suffers from IBS, this is a really good fruit to consume, because generally, if you think of an apple or a pear or even some of the other fruits, it can be quite irritating to somebody with an irritable bowel, but a banana will ease sort of your IBS symptoms. It's because of all the prebiotic and probiotic benefits that's in there, it basically aids, it can decrease your lactose intolerance. It also treats gut infections, because obviously we've got more good bacteria that can assist the gut with these sort of symptoms. Then the other one that we also get is in short, it's FOS. So it's a fructooligosaccharide. And this really helps. It's not something that is fully digested in your gut. But again, it also feeds the bacteria in your gut. So you can understand that this is really a fruit for if you have issues with your gut, really a good fruit to have as a snack because of all these fibers that's in there. And then another one, interestingly, is resistant starch. So more like from a greener banana. But again, the resistant starch helps you feel fuller for longer. And because of the fact that it's satisfying and you feel fuller for longer, again, you won't want to eat that much. So it helps you to control the kilojoules. And in that way, it can actually then help you to reduce your weight if you would want to. And I just want to go back to sort of the with diabetics. Again, many diabetics think that, you know, a banana is sort of a forbidden fruit because it increases your blood glucose levels. So there's a little bit of truth in that. So there's two things that you have to remember. You can eat a banana if you are a diabetic, but we want to eat a greener banana. So in other words, not one with black spots on the skin, because then it's overripe, it's a little bit dehydrated. So the concentration of sugar might be more. And then also size is very important. So don't eat a whole large banana maybe try to eat a half a one if it's a big banana. Otherwise, maybe the smaller bananas you can then have as a snack.
Right, right. Now, that's, if I can just ask a question there, the banana changes its qualities, and I think you pretty much explained why just a moment ago, that as it starts ripening, am I correct in saying that its sugar levels increase because it starts, as you said, dehydrating?
Yeah, so it's basically the sugar concentration will go up because the amount of water in there is less. So then it's really sort of that reason. So the GI then increases a little bit. So the digestion from carbohydrate to glucose will be a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. And because of that, then your blood glucose levels might rise faster.
Okay.
So that's really
how it works.
Yeah, people take how it works.
Okay. No, because I remember, cyclists often have bananas at different stages of ripeness, and they've got different qualities.
Yes. Because of the GI. So if you want your energy to be released slower, you will eat a banana that is obviously not as ripe. So maybe just post the green phase of the banana, a good type for a longer release. But then if you want fast, quick energy, a small overripe banana will really do the trick for you.
Okay.
So it's actually quite amazing that you can use this fruit in various stages of ripeness, and you gain other benefits from the same sort of fruit.
Okay.
And then the last thing that I want to mention is bananas very rich in tryptophan, which is a very beneficial amino acid. So the body takes that amino acid and converts it to serotonin. And we all know that serotonin actually increases your mood. Because of that also, it helps with the prevention of cognitive decline. Really, really versatile fruits for us to have, and with many benefits. And I mean, there's some various ways that you can use it. You can smash it on toast. You can mix it into, you can make a banana bread with whole pieces. You can bake muffins for your children with banana inside if you've got fussy eaters. You can make the ice cream. Many people buy green bananas. I've never tried that though. There's endless ways of using a banana if you just use your imagination a little bit.
Right. And have you ever, sort of banana disasters? Now, you have the story about slipping on a banana peel and all that, because we know that they are very slippery.
Yeah.
But the one that comes to mind, and I'm sure it's happened to me on at least one occasion, is, you've got bananas part of your school lunchbox, and you either forget about it for a day or two in the bottom of your bag, and it goes all squelchy, or it gets squelched in your bag. but both ways, the result is not good.
Most terrible thing.
But as you mentioned, bananas very, very useful and relatively easy to grow in your garden as well.
Yes, and in East London, it's quite easy. So definitely a good thing to get going in your backyard.
So, you've got a supply of bananas. I know we've got these little finger bananas, little sweet little ones, and they're quite nice.
So those are actually perfect then for a snack or a dessert or whatever else. Because if you overripe banana, if you freeze it freezes really, really well.
Uh-huh.
So you can then, if you have a whole bunch of frozen, so the secret really is take the peel off before you put it in the freezer. Mm. It's really hard to get rid of the peel when you put it in the freezer with the banana skin and all.
Right.
So you can take a whole bunch of overripe bananas, put them in a bag and freeze them like really hard.
Uh-huh.
And then if you've got something, any of those type of blenders, whether it's a NutriBullet or any sort of food blender, you blend it in there and it actually becomes like ice cream, white and fluffy and very, very creamy. So if you then do a little bit of, you can have a little bit of chocolate sauce if you want, or a little bit of syrup or honey, and it's an amazing, amazing dessert. If you then put it back into the freezer for a little while, it becomes slightly harder again, but in a creamy state. So it's literally like ice cream, so like a banana sorbet, if I can call it that. A very, very, very easy dessert to have if you have to feed hungry kids.
And hungry kids that have got a sweet tooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Unetsi, thanks very, very much. And I'm sure you and your daughter will, when you pick her up from school, you can sing Bananas in Pajamas. Sorry about leaving that one in your head for the day. But if somebody wants to get hold of you, how do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great, Unetsi. Thank you very much for the chat, and looking forward to chatting next week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheers then. Thanks. Bye-bye. That's Unetsi with today's nutrition chats all about bananas, and that chat will be on our website later today as well.